Good morning, and welcome to another in our series of mini shiurim on the Book of Yehoshua. We are learning in the merit of the IDF, Israel's Emergency Services, the hostages, and the injured. And the pace is picking up here with Yehoshua, Perek Yud Ches, chapter 18. We finish the distribution of land to Yehuda and to Menashe and Ephraim, or Ephraim and Menashe, and that took a little bit of time. But in this chapter, things really get started as they distribute land to seven more Shvatim in chapter 18, chapter 19. But we'll get to that. The first thing that we saw already yesterday is at the start of the chapter, we are told that the Jews gathered to Shiloh when they put the Ohel Moed there. This is setting up the Mishkan in Shiloh after 14 years when it has been in Gilgal through the period of initial wars and division of the land. And we asked at the end of yesterday's mini-shir why this doesn't get bigger press. All it does is say they put the Ohel Moed there. This is the place where it was for 369 years. This was a place where they were told, okay, now you only bring your korbanos here. You're not allowed to have private bamos, private altars in your own property, unlike other periods when they used a mishkan before there was a Beis HaMikdash. This had stone walls. Why isn't this, you know, given more space? The dedication of the Mishkan in the Midbar, in the wilderness, was a massive celebration. The dedication of the Beis HaMikdash is a massive celebration. Why not Shiloh? So the first answer is, well, at the end of the day, it's still only temporary, and we anticipate that, and we don't play it up here. Granted, we did with the Mishkan. That was the beginning of having a central location to serve Hashem. But we're not going to do that for what we know is temporary, and they knew it was only going to be temporary, so they didn't have a big celebration. The other possibility is, at least the other idea that I would suggest, is that it's making a statement that this is not Hamakom Asher Yivchar. This is not the place that Hashem is going to choose. The Torah repeated over and over again, there will be a place that Hashem will choose. This ain't it. So it's not just that, yes, we know this will be temporary, but bishita, as we would say it in Hebrew, on purpose, this is going to be temporary. We are not going to make a party. We're not going to make a big celebration. That's the idea. And we only want it to be temporary. There's actually, yeah, remember that there's a discussion of why David HaMelech is not able to build the Beis HaMikdash. And at one point in Tanakh, it seems to be because of wars that he has fought. Not the traditional idea, which does appear at one point in Tanakh, that it's because he has shed blood, and having blood on his hands means that he can't build the Beis HaMikdash, even though he was fighting the wars that he was instructed by Nevi and by prophets to fight. That's one. That is one idea. But another approach that's brought is because he's fighting wars, and the Beis HaMikdash needs a time of shalom, a time of peace, as occurs in the time of Shlomo. So now, at this stage, when we're starting on Shiloh, we're definitely in a time of war, and therefore this has to be temporary, and it's not going to be a permanent site. Okay. So the pasuk says, 18:1, Perek Yud Ches, pasuk Aleph, Va'aretz nichbisha lifnehem. The land was conquered before them. Now, the land was not conquered before them. Let's be clear. We say repeatedly in the text that it's not, and the Jews are blamed for not fighting the wars they were supposed to fight. So Rashi says it was ready for capture. That's the way Rashi reads it. Alternatively, Mitzudas David says the Hashem is going to do this for them after the Aron goes to Shiloh. But for sure, it's not. The Canaanim have not been dealt with at this stage. Pasuk Bey, sentence 2. Vayivasaru bivnei Yisrael asher lo chalku es nachlasam shiv'a shvatim. Seven tribes remain who have not yet divided up their portions. Why not? Well, first of all, because they haven't fought the wars that you need to fight. However, Mitzudas David says something really important here. He says there is a concern that the Jews have that if they divide it up, different Shvatim will not help each other to fully take their respective lands. In other words, I'm going to go my way, you're going to go your way, we're not going to work for each other. Something that we saw in the Haftarah this past Shabbos, Devorah talked about it in her song in the fifth parak in Shoftim, the fact that when the Jews needed to fight a war against Yavin and Sisera of Canaan, in fact, they were tribes who did not join in to help the others. So this is something that we'll actually see as we, you learn through Shoftim, you see it. Whether we'll see it has to do with whether we continue from Yeshua to Shoftim. That's a later discussion. But the fact of the matter is that this was true. They didn't end up fighting on behalf of each other in many cases. So Matsudas David says that's why they didn't divide it up. They wanted to try to preserve unity at this stage. Okay. So Yeshua gives instructions to the Jews and says, okay, fine, but we're doing this. Pasuk Gimel, sentence 3. Vayomer Yehoshua al bnei Yisrael. Yehoshua said to the Jews, Ad ana atem misrapim lavo lereshes es ha'aretz asher nasan lachem Hashem Elokei Avoseichem. How long are you going to be lax about taking this land that Hashem, the God of your ancestors, has given you? You may remember a while back we saw a Medrash blame Yehoshua for the fact that they've been slow in the conquest. Yehoshua here is saying, look guys, this is taking a very long time. Havu lachem shlosha anashim lashavet. Choose 3 men per tribe. I do not know why 3. I have not seen anybody explain why 3. It's a nice number. Based in. Ve'eshlachem v'yakumu v'yishalchu v'aretz. I'm going to send them, and they're going to go travel around the land. V'yachtivu osa lefi nachlasam v'yavo elai. They were recorded according to the portions, and then they will come to me. Maybe it has to do with the credibility of 3. That may be. But I want them to go around. I want them to record boundaries. And then come back to me. We'll divide it up to 7 portions. Yehuda yamod al gvulo minegev. Yehuda is the big block in the south. Ubeis Yosef yamdu al gvulo mitzafon. And Beis Yosef, meaning Menashe Ephraim, they are in their area in the north. They are not the furthest north point. We'll see that. Asher Naphtali, we've talked about them being north of them. Yisachar is north of them. However, they are the big block of the north. Something that we talked about as well when we discussed why Yehuda and Yosef went first. It anchored the south and the north. So that's what Yehoshua says to them. V'atem tichtvu es ha'aretz shiva chalakim. You will write it up in 7 portions. V'havesem elai hena. You'll bring it to me here. V'yarisi lachem goral po lifnei Hashem Elokeinu. And I will be yoreh, literally in modern Hebrew, to shoot. A lottery for you here in front of Hashem. Ki ein chelak la'leviim bekir b'chem. Why are there only 7? Because Leviim are not getting a portion in your midst. We've talked about that. Ki kiunas Hashem nachalaso. Their portion is that of God. The God Reuven v'chatzi shevet Hamenasha lakhu nachalasam me'ever la'yarden mizracha shnasan lahem Moshe v'ed Hashem. And Reuven, God, and half of Menasha, part of Menasha, they got land east of the Yarden. So when you do your math, you knocked out Levi, you knocked out Reuven, God, and part of Menasha. The rest of Menasha, Ephraim, and Yosef, and Yehuda have gotten their portion. What's left are 7 Shvatim. What's left are our 7 tribes. Now, he tells them to map out the land according to their shares. So that evokes the discussion again about how this whole lottery worked with the different views, right? Rashi said that they actually created large and small portions based on what the needs of the tribes would be, and then the lottery took care of making sure that each one got what they were supposed to get, because the Torah says that you're supposed to give the larger more and the lesser less, and yet use a random thing. So this is how you sustain both mandates. Whereas Ramban, Radak, Rabag said no, they divided them up into equal portions. Ramban said each tribe received an equal portion, and then the families within the portions received according to their size. Large gets more, small gets less. Radak said lots of equal sizes go to each tribe, and those who received nicer areas paid compensation to those who received poorer areas. Ralbag says they gave out 7 equal portions, and after the casting of the lots, then they shifted the boundaries as needed, something that we actually saw with Menasha when they got cities that came from the tribes to their north. We actually saw that happen. And then the idea of a Barbanel, as well as the Ravid, that the tribes actually only were assigned regions, and then everything was done, broken out specifically. But the tribes actually were given regions in which to live based on the lottery, and Malbim actually supports that with the word that we noted in sentence six, when it said, "V'yarisi lechem goral po," I will shoot for you a lottery here. Malbim says the word used for a goral when it's random, for a random lottery, is actually lahapil, to cast a lottery. Hipil pur hu hagoral in Megillas Esther. Yarisi, to shoot, means I know already where the spot is going to be. I'm shooting at a particular spot because really, from the brachos of Yaakov and Moshe, we know who is going to be in which region. The lottery is only meant to show that this is from Hashem. Okay, so Yoshua tells them, that's what I want you to do. I want you to go around the land, write up the map, define the portions, according to whichever view you're going to take about what they did, the even portions, not even portions, fine. And we're going to do a lottery to give it out to the seven tribes. Pasuk Ches, sentence 8. Vayakumuhu anashim vayelechu. So these men, the three per tribe, got up and went. Vayitzav Yoshua ha'olachim lechtovas ha'aretz le'mor. And Yoshua told those who were going to write up the land, lechu v'yisalchu ba'aretz v'kizvu osa, go around the land, record it, v'shuv u'elai, come back to me, ufo ashlich lachem goral lefnei Hashem b'shilo, and I'm going to cast the lots before God. Hashem is running the show in Shiloh. Why does Yoshua need to reissue these instructions to them? We just said it. So Malbim says the first conversation that Yoshua had was with the nation. Now he's addressing the surveyors and telling them to take responsibility and make sure that they do this well. He reads that into the fact that here the lottery says, the pasuk says, Ashlich lachem goral, instead of Yarisi. Before, Ashlich, I'm going to cast it, which he says indicates more of the human role, the human responsibility. So Malbim says, now Yoshua is saying to them, make sure you don't just rely on God to take care of everything, make sure you do it yourself. I hope that was clear. I realize that I rushed that one. But first, according to Malbim, Yoshua was talking about your role as subsidiary, and God is the one who's really determining this. Now Yoshua is making it more of their job as he talks to the individuals who are casting the lots. So what did they do? Pasuk Tes, sentence 9, Vayalchu ha'anashim vayavru va'aretz vayichtivu ha'le'arim lishivach ha'lakim al sefer. They went around the land and they wrote out the portions by cities. That was not actually part of what they were told to do. They recorded it by cities al sefer in a text. Vayavo'u el Yoshua el ha'machaneh Shiloh, and they come to Yoshua in Shiloh. Who asked them to write up cities? What was that about? So Mitzudas David says, because we've already seen with Menashe that they received cities from Asher in their portion. We also see it with Menashe and Ephraim a little bit. So the point is that they'll be able to trade cities as needed across boundaries. Fine. Last sentence we'll do today. Pasuk Yud, Vayashlech lehem Yoshua goral b'shilo lifnei Hashem. Yoshua cast the lot in Shiloh in front of God, again emphasizing that it's in front of God. God is overseeing this. Vayachalek sham Yoshua es haaretz lifnei Yisrael kamach lakosam, and Yoshua divided up the land to the Jews. So what it will do next is to see the boundaries of the first of these seven, and that will be Binyamin.